Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right. Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, so that means it's Wednesday, and it's the 5th of August. Already we're in August. It just seems like yesterday we were dealing with the pandemic, the start of one, and now we're in, hopefully, towards the end of one. But as you know, it's everyday people. There's some type of pandemic going on in our world every day. And it might not be as severe as it is in our whole world and with the virus and stuff, but I like to think that all of us have the same way of spelling serious. So when there's a problem going on, how are you guys handling it? I spoke last week a little bit about this, and I want to speak a little bit more on it today before we get with our guest. I did a Bible study a few years back that was created by Andy Stanley, and what he talked about was building a guardrail on your highway to heaven. And being an entrepreneur and a business owner for many, many years, when I heard this this Bible study about building a highway, guardrails on your highway, I really came to understand something. It doesn't matter whether we're on our way to heaven. Of course, we're always on our way to heaven, right? Hopefully. But everyday life, we're driving down that highway, right? What keeps us from veering off into a field, getting lost? Finding our way back onto that highway, learning to get back on that road to motivate ourselves to keep up to the speed of the speed limit that we need to go. And I find that every time we veer off the field, we sort of have to get ourselves motivated, and it takes more and more motivation to where sometimes we just wear ourselves out and quit. And I think that life is like that. I think business is like that. And I definitely know that the pandemic is like that. So I hope everyone out there will take a minute. Even if you go on YouTube, look up Andy Stanley, Guardrails, Bible Study. Put it in there. It'll come up. It's a great way to understand when you start to hear the metal of your fender hitting the metal of a guardrail, you know to straighten back up on your highway, right? Get back on the road again. Don't allow yourself to get out into a field and let Satan take over, because it's really hard to climb back up on the asphalt and get yourself motivated to the right speed to go down that road again. And the more times we veer off, the more times it becomes harder and harder. And so for me, I always think it's best to have someone as a co-pilot, someone that you can call and say, hey, I think I'm having a problem. I think I'm hitting the guardrail. Have a conversation with them. Allow yourself to get on track. Whether it's wearing a mask, whether it's being nice to your neighbor, whether it's being happy yourself, the struggle of going through a friend with the illness of the COVID, whatever it may be, some problems are smaller than other problems, but problems are still spelled the same way. So it's really important, folks, that we understand the value of building that guardrail and having someone in the co-pilot seat to help us stay on the highway. Because at the end of it all, that eternal space we're going to go to is well worth planning ahead. Just like if you were taking a trip from Houston to California, if you don't look at the map, you don't know which way to go, if you don't turn on GPS, if you don't use all the little pieces that help you stay on the road, you're going to end up lost. Might get there eventually, but what a ride that'll be. Anyway, my name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of Tough Talk Christian Radio. We're brought to you live every week through the Tough Talk Radio Network right out on the outskirts of Houston, Texas. And I have a great guest today. And you know, God has blessed me with great gifts every week by bringing these guests on these shows to allow them to share with you their journey, their experiences, what they've overcome, how the Lord has helped them. And I'm just excited to be able to navigate those conversations so that you can see that there's hope for all of us. And I got to tell you, If there's one person that learns the most out of these shows, it's me. This is just unexplainable. So if you're out there and you're wondering, give us a call, 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you want to ask the guest a question. Connect with us on Facebook on Tough Talk Christian Radio, or actually Tough Talk Radio Network. And you can go to Tony Gambone on Facebook and connect with me. You can email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what God's doing in your world, even if you just need a prayer or a minute to speak out loud to get past what you're getting through. So I don't want to waste any more time. I want to talk to you about my guest today, who I found out they claim that she looks 15, and, well, I'm jealous, but Davina Ware is a marketing consultant, a career coach, and a founder of Upwardly Paved Path Career Coaching. Okay, she helps professionals get out of their own way, and I gotta stop right there. See, getting out of your own way is probably the most difficult thing that human beings struggle with, okay? Because, I mean, you can look in the mirror all you want, but if you don't identify the problems and get out of the way, it's never going to get better. So if this is somebody you want to pay attention to, through the latest career transition principles and personal growth and spiritual development, she leads her clients to find fulfillment and success in their next career move. I don't want to waste any more time. I want to welcome Davina to the show. Davina, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking time out to spend with us today. We feel very blessed. Thank you very much. And before we get started, Davina, let's just tell everybody where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
Sure. I am calling from the Chicagoland area, and I've pretty much been here all my life.
Okay. And so when we say marketing consultant and career coach, that's a lot. I mean, because, you know, marketing is one thing and coaching is another thing. But I think that if we have the right coach, we can market ourselves properly. What got you on the path of that?
Great question. And I'm so glad you mentioned that there's such polar opposites. It's like, this doesn't even make sense. But I had to pray about it and ask God to allow me to have an opportunity for me to marry two things that I love and that He's gifted me with. So the marketing side came first, and I just really love the process of being to connect people and companies with their products. So it's all about solutions and how we're solving the needs of the people. And I try to help companies to really hone in on who it is they're called to serve. And the same thing in the career space. There's so many people out there I know that are down and out and have been kind of beaten down from being in mismatched careers, and they're not operating in their purpose. But with the same concept, I get them to focus on the people that God has called them to serve. And you were absolutely right. I use my marketing background and expertise to help people market themselves, because we're all walking billboards for ourselves, whether we mean to be or not, but for that ideal career where they are walking in their purpose and utilizing their God-given gifts and talents, because that's what leads to growth and fulfillment, instead of just, I'm wasting my time 8 hours a day at this place for a paycheck, because that's not what God intended us to do with our work.
Hmm. You know, I titled this show Protecting Your Gifts and Talents. And I got to tell you, I make notes during these interviews, and the thing I wrote down was gifted with. A lot of people have a problem understanding, first of all, there's people that don't even understand the value of loving the Lord, right? Or
right,
turning their life to the Lord. And those people are always going to be there. So people like yourself are what's going to convince them to take a look at that. And I appreciate that from you. But how do people don't know what their gift is, or how, you know, what did God bless them with? And that's a tough question, but how do you, when you meet someone and, you know, maybe they're not that close to the Lord, or maybe they're not close at all with him, or maybe they don't even believe in him, maybe it's science. How do you get them to understand what their gift is, whether they think it's a gift from the handed down in their family tree, or how do you get them to understand what their gift is?
I tell people to first look at the clues, because our life is full of clues of things that we probably weren't paying attention to beforehand or didn't have the language to understand that that is their gifting. And one of those is, what is something that you can do easily, probably better than others, but for you it's a thing that you can do with no problem, and maybe with a little bit of mentoring or coaching that you would be an expert at. It's something you can do faster than others, something that you can understand more deeply than others. What is that thing? And then I tell them to attach it to times in their lives to where they help someone with it, and not necessarily in a corporate setting, but their friends. What is their friends or family members come to them about? And again, many people overlook these kinds of occurrences because they think, oh, well, this is just my friend and this is how we relate to each other. But in reality, that's usually a sign that that's one of your gifts. And instead of us continuously looking outside to grab skills, and I'm all about skill building, but to grab so many things outside of ourselves, is to look inward first and then build outward, because that way we find satisfaction and we don't get burned out from always trying to fill ourselves from external sources.
You know, I'm reading a book called Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And one of the things it says, yeah, it's a killer book, and it's really frustrating to face up to the truth of that. And so my point is, if we don't identify the problems, we can't cure the situation. And I think one of the hardest things for people to do is to give that honest look in the mirror. It's always easier to look out the window and blame others. How do you get them to do that?
I get real personal with people, and I say, hey, this is the time to sit with yourself. That's turning off the TV. That's not answering the phone. Not every day, but finding moments where you can do that more often. And for believers, I tell them to fast. Spend time in prayer and ask God what kind of fast they should be doing. But fasting, prayer, and solitude, pulling away from life and the hustle and bustle. And what's interesting about the quarantine that we're in now, this is a great opportunity to do that, because there are still things that aren't fully open and operable. You know, like, we're not going to sports games, and we're not doing escape rooms and going to dinner very often. So it's the perfect opportunity for you to do what the environment is really dictating for you to do. Just sit back and be quiet. Listen to yourself. Journal. And to pray, of course. And I've learned, even in this time, that as I'm fasting or I'm in prayer or if I'm just consistently in the Word, I will get God winks and illuminations to things and ideas that are just dropped on my path. But it comes from being quiet. So I just tell people, you just have to roll up your sleeves and do it. It may feel uncomfortable at first, but you have to. Like, that is the bridge between where you are now and then being elevated to a higher level of yourself. So if you truly want that, if your heart is yearning for that, you just got to sit down and do it.
And one of the things you said in that sentence is if you really want to do that. And that's key, I think, because if you're just saying it because it sounds good, you're just wasting everybody's time around you, including yourself. So if you
Absolutely.
Really want to do that, I mean, you really have to get someone like yourself that has the ability to speak truth, whether it's pretty or not, to tell you what the
yep.
real deal is. And then you got to be willing to absorb. So I'll give you, for instance, one day I was at a men's conference, and the pastor up on the stage said that he asked his wife to be his mentor and accountability partner. And anything that she would say to him, he wouldn't answer for 24 hours. And he had to talk her into it because she said, I'm not taking that spot. One of the hardest things for us to do is to not say anything after someone has identified something that we're not doing right, instead of just listening and trying to figure out how to get better at it. How do you get people to short of stapling their lips together, how do you get them to participate with that?
Oh, that's a good question. I love what you said about accountability partners. This is the time where people have to start to vet who and what is in their environment. And that's a process within itself. Starting with what's at home, like what is in your house that's a distraction right now, or what in your house, even clutter. I tell people to do some physical uncluttering of their house because there's area, because that means that there's somewhere internally that's also cluttered. But let's clear it out, and that opens you up to start receiving more. And when it comes to people and that whole thing, if you have to really want to move forward, some people are just in a state of frustration, but the pain of where they are right now does not unweigh the pain of not reaching the place that God has them to go. So once they reach that place, then they can create some momentum. But then there's that vetting process of vetting people, which if you get along with God, that will start to happen naturally without you necessarily having to go down your call list and saying, hey, I can't talk to you anymore. But
yeah,
you will start to shift and change because your wants are different. And slowly there will be people that will fall off. And there's some people, and I've had to do this recently. A good friend of mine, we've been friends for 20 years, where I'm like, some of the things that you're worried about or the groaning and complaining is grieving me, is grieving the spirit within me. And in order for me not to fall into temptation or for me to fall into that same pattern, I have to keep you at arm's length because I'm working on something. There's somewhere where I know God wants to take me, and I have to be serious about it. So that vetting the folks that are around me and putting them in their lane, so to speak. But then, too, by doing that, you are opening the door for those people that are on that same wavelength as you, where you find mentors and you find like-minded people for the level that you're going. And these things, depending on how much time you spend with God and how quiet you get, you'll be surprised at how God just reshapes the world around you to where it's just a natural, just like shedding of the skin, where it's just like a natural shedding and natural replenishing that happens in your life with these relationships. But it starts with you and, yeah, your home, I would say.
So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that a lot of times we won't even have to delete some of the people on our phone if we just be straight with them, because they have not realized what they're doing. And if we can create a better environment in front of them, we can turn them to follow us. And that's what we're supposed to, that's, I think, is our true value of being on earth. And so it's hard, you know, because, well, I there's another book that I'm very passionate about. It's called The Compound Effect. It's by Darren Hardy. And, you know, what that book explains to me is, you know, you could do that, what's that, keto diet, lose 40 pounds in 30 days, but then you gain 50 of it back in 35 days.
Right.
So nothing happens that quickly. It's got to be that compound effect. You have to chip away at it, and you can't expect results overnight. So how do you get people to understand the process of making the shift to see the results in maybe 6 to 12 months?
I always use the analogy of a garden, and it's so fitting to God's word, but it's the law of sowing and reaping. And if we think about if we have a seed that we want to plant in the ground, one, you have to make sure that it's good ground that it's planted in. And two, you plant the seed and you water it, and then you don't expect to see fruit. You don't expect to see a tree. You don't expect to see a flower the next day. And these are the laws of God. So if nature operates that way, then how else are we supposed to operate? And I know that's a difficult conversation to have in this world, in our society, because everything is quick. Everything is click ship. Everything is, I can submit an application in 5 minutes. Everything else is super quick. But those are man-made things that are quick. But God's way never said that the process of healing or consecration or of him burning things off of you, nowhere in the Bible does it say that's an overnight process, and it shouldn't be. But it's a beautiful process as we see the fruit once we've planted the seed or the flower. It's a beautiful thing. And in Matthew, it talks about how it doesn't labor and spin, but it's beautiful as it is. But it was planted and it grew in its time that it was supposed to. And that came from watering it as well, and that's our part, to water that thing, to pay attention to it, to pray over it, to talk to your mentors about it, to read or whatever that is, that place of transition that you're in. We play a part in it, but we should never rush the process. And I love Charles Stanley, actually. I remember this was probably 8 years ago, I was watching one of his sermons, and he said, if anything comes to you in haste, you should turn it down. If someone says, you got to make this decision today, especially if it's a life decision or a big decision, you have to do this now quickly. He said that is not from God, and you should turn it down. And that's, for me, that's something I've continued to walk out in my life since then, and it's true. Nothing should be done in haste. And I get it, we could be in uncomfortable places and mismatched jobs or in tough relationships or difficult financial situations, and I've experienced all of the above. But the process of me growing out of it has been a great one, and I wouldn't trade any part of it. But on the contrary, what I'm seeing now in the age of the influencer is that some people have an idea or whatever they're doing, and they blow up really quickly on social media, and they have advertisers coming to them to produce their products and things. But they didn't grow with it. So now we're seeing the tumbling of influencers whose character did not grow along with their outer success, and because of that, they end up tearing down the platform that they were on because maybe someone said something negative to them, and then they publicly retaliated against that person. So now they're destroying the thing that they built because the character didn't come along with it. So that's what I tell people. I give them the garden instance, and I talk about that parable in the garden about the farmer and the seeds and how they've been planted. But then I show them, look at what's happening with these influencers. Do you want to grow this fast and not have the character to sustain it? Because that's a hard fall and really difficult to come back from, especially from a PR perspective.
Well, I'll tell you, you've hit on some really good points. And, you know, Charles, I don't know if you ever listened to Andy Stanley, Charles' son. He's kind of a 180-degree difference of type of personality. He's almost funny. because it's so common sense.
Yeah, he is.
And people just, you know, I don't know. I guess with the everything coming quickly, one of the things that didn't come quickly was common sense. But it's a whole different show. I want to talk about some of the things I just wrote down. You talked about gifted, clues of being what your gift is, and nothing's easy. Nothing comes easily. And this is the one I wrote in capitals: haste. If it comes to you in haste, turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last thing is character. With character, I find, and this is, I can only speak for myself. I've had some health issues over the years, and for over 40 years. And I call them life-threatening situations. I found the Lord 10 years ago. And you know, it took me till I was 54 before I was slow, I guess, you know. But I had to be in a life-threatening situation where I would have done anything to stay alive, you know. And I think that a lot of people are in life-threatening situations every day, whether they're panicking from being in the house, or they have to wear that mask and they don't feel right, or they feel like their rights are being taken, or whatever their so-called story is. We need to know that once we get down the path, we don't see it in the middle of it all, but once we can get down the road a little and turn back down and look, we go, oh, now I get it. We can't build that type of character unless we patiently go through the struggle without trying to get a quick fix. So the points that you made are so on point. I mean, I'm just very impressed with that. I have a question for you. In all my stuff that I send out for guests, I always ask them if they've written a book. And I'm not going to give you a hard time on the show about, you know, why you didn't write that book, because you got a lot of good stuff in there. And I hope that you're putting one together. But you did write an e-book. It's called The Key Skills to Keep in Your Success Toolbox. And that word toolbox, that's big. You know, to me, that's big.
Yeah.
I have a remodeling company, and, you know, we have tools, but there's everything that we need to carry with us should be in some type of box, whether it's imaginary or not. And so are you writing a book now? Are you thinking about it? Are you started? Have you, you know, what do you got on that?
Well, I'm in the process of doing that, actually. but it's sometimes you just got to write down your thoughts and ideas so that when you're able to really sit down and bang it out, that you'll have a developed thought and chapter. So, but I do have a blog, and so I'm constantly blogging from a spiritual standpoint, from a career standpoint, and personal development standpoint. But the book that I am slowly putting together has to do with people whose gift is empathy. And I have only been aware that that was my gift for 2 years. Because outside of that, I thought it was my biggest curse. I thought it was the biggest thing about me that needed to change. When people say, oh, you're too sensitive, or you just need, somebody told me once, you need to grow some bark on you, like tree bark. and I was just like, well, I just need to get it together. Like, what's wrong with me? But when I started to study spiritual gifts and understand that, it was like a light bulb went off. And what that means, having the gift of empathy, is that you feel what other people are feeling, just as if it's happening to you. But that also means that if you're in a certain place and the energy is not right, you feel it more deeply than other people that are like, ah, whatever, I'll just brush it off. But physically, you feel it to where you can feel sick. And God, for one thing, that's how I help people. That's how I help my clients. From a marketing perspective, because I care about your business just as much as you do, but from a career coaching perspective, I feel the hurt and the job baggage, as I call it, that people experience. So me feeling that hurt allows me to get in a boat with you and to help you the best way I know how, because I am literally feeling what you're feeling. But I realize that there are a lot of folks out there with the gift of empathy who are walking around as if they're cursed because there are people around them who don't understand it. And so they say things to help you, but it's really not helpful. And it will almost be like a guide to how to navigate life with being an empathetic person, the kinds of relationships that you should have close to you and those that you need to keep away from you, because it's draining when you have people that constantly have a negative energy. And being empathetic, you're feeling that. That is going to take over and drag you down. So the type of jobs that empathetic people should have and how they relate to God. So I have an outline, and I put a little bit to it every couple of weeks. But I'm really excited to finish it because I think that it'll bless people.
Well, just the 2 cents worth, okay? What I have found out is that, at least for me, we were put here to share our testimony. So when you put your journey in a book cover, okay, your journey, not the marketing journal for a book for more business or to show your thought leadership, right? Your journey, that will sell more business to more people, because when you become transparent and you have a book, I just can't tell you. You didn't learn all this stuff in college that we just talked about. I mean, I know you have an MBA,
right?
And you know, you have degrees, and you're very, very smart. Very smart, okay? And you have the paperwork to prove it. But you have the conversation that says that you just didn't wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a career coach because I know marketing, and this all came to you for a reason. So keep that in mind when you're making them little notes. Start telling the people more about who you are so they will understand why you can make them better. I want to thank you for being on our show today.
Absolutely. This has been wonderful and refreshing.
Well, I'm going to get you back on the show because I have a whole bunch more questions. We just never have enough time. And,
yeah.
You know, I give people the chance to send me questions they want me to ask, and I couldn't tell you if I asked them or not because I'm not looking at that piece of paper. I just kind of let God lead the conversation, and so He
Absolutely.
Allowed you to show up today, so we just had our own little conversation, and I'm just blessed because I got to be reminded about checking out what I'm gifted with, knowing what like the clues are on how to determine what might be my gifts. And about haste, my wife made me make a promise to her that I would not make a decision on anything for 48 hours because I was the autoresponder. And I would go, and then I would go, why did I do that? So that was a big thing today. Can you leave the people something, a piece of advice or something before you leave? And I surely want you to make sure before you go as well to give everybody your contact information. So before you answer the piece of advice, I want to make sure everybody knows upwardlypavedpath.com, great website, okay? Very pretty lady on there, and she's looking out at these big high-rise buildings. Check that out. But tell people how they might take this piece of advice and work with the remaining of this year, and then tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. The biggest piece of advice that I would give is don't wait. I hear people saying, I'll do that one day, or, you know, next year I'll get started on this. And it's like the carrot that's always dangling in front of you. It'll never happen. And our gifts were meant to be used today, to be sharpened today. God is a God of now. So get started, even if it's a small step, and move in the direction that God is calling you to be in. And how to contact me, you said my website beautifully, and that's www.upwardlypavedpath.com. You can email me at info@upwardlypavedpath.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Facebook at Upwardly Paved Path. and Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel as well. Always great and free resources to help you on your purpose path as well as your career.
Awesome. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I feel like I made a new friend in Chicago, and I can't wait to connect more with you and learn more about you and have you back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Folks, we're going to take a short break, real short break. I'm going to come back and wrap up the show. But before we go, remember to go to this website, upwardlypavedpath.com. And one other thing, I want to say this again when I come back, but haste, if something comes to you too quickly and you need to make a decision right away, I'm just telling you out of experience and what we just heard today, you're going to be in a lot of trouble from that. Take your time. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right. Welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. Great interview today with Davina Ware out of Chicago. You can learn more about her by going to upwardlypavedpath.com. And, you know, you heard All Things Franchising with Linda Ballesteros, and she is another host of a show here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And I apologize, our site's down right now. They're doing a little bit of upgrading to it. We're really happy about that. But you can learn more about Linda on our Facebook pages as well. If you're someone out there that is just excited about the miracle the help they received, the situation they witnessed, let's share it with other people here so that they can know that the Lord is on their side. And he can help them get through anything. I'm speaking for myself. I've been on both sides of the mountain, top and bottom. And it's always going to be a journey up or down. It's just up to you how you want that journey to be. Make sure to build them guardrails. Make sure to go to www.upwardlypavedpath.com. Hey, reach out to Davina. Tell her you want to hear her story. That's our show for today, folks. I look forward to everybody coming back next week here on Tough Talk Christian Radio on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.